Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
How things have changed since a week ago. Last week at this time, I was explaining the paycheck protection program, and saying that everybody would be getting every company would get $1,000 per employee. Well, guess what? A week later, they ran out of money. Yeah. So even myself, I got a letter from Chase saying that we have your application, but the fund has run out. If we do get any more money, then we'll let you know. But just to let you know, there's 100,000 applicants ahead of you. And since this show, we are re-recording it, and it's Wednesday. Today, Wednesday, I got another letter from Chase saying that, guess what? Congress approved half a trillion dollars, and a large portion of that is going towards the Paycheck Protection Program. But once again, there's 100,000 applicants ahead of you, Sean. So we'll let you know if there's going to be money for you after we've paid everybody else. And they even advised me to maybe find other sourcing, other types of funding to carry myself forward. Stimulus. I received stimulus. A number of people I know have received a stimulus check. If you haven't received a stimulus check, Larry provided a website that you can go to. You can go to the irs.gov, and you can still provide your banking information so you can get a direct deposit. If not, you'll probably receive eventually one of those checks with our famous president's signature on them. Where else did I supposed to go, Larry?
Well, we can talk about a lot of people have been asking about where to find some of the videos from the last class. And, you know, we thought about it, and we just wanted to make, you know, two announcements. First of all, the videos themselves and the webinar itself has been uploaded to our Facebook, to a YouTube channel if you just Google Financially Clean, but more importantly to our podcast, the Two Black Guys with Good Credit. So we recommend obviously that third option because you get access to that and you get access to all the great information that, you know, the whole team has been putting on. If you just go to our website, you can find instructions to it. We'll talk about it again at the end of our presentation. But if you want the slides, because some people have been asking about the slides themselves, you know, we thought, you know, since we're a nonprofit and we provide everything for free, we're asking for a small donation of $5 to get one of these slide decks. It's just to support us to ensure that we can continue providing this sort of material. So if you guys have any, interest in that, send us a message on anything that, you know, we have that's like social media. So a message on Facebook, a message either the Clean page on Instagram or Sean's Instagram, Financially Clean Sean, or any other sort of format. Like, for example, on the website, there's a contact us page. We'll be checking those regularly and we can provide you with those materials. Thank you, Sean.
So yes, that's our week, a recap. And now today, our team is a team, I would say, of very positive people, where we believe the glass is half full versus half empty. So that being said, we felt that although, yes, we're going a horrific time We just felt that we would more focus on the opportunities that are there, that are available for us to take advantage of, how we can become hopefully better financially and just better overall after this pandemic passes. So what today's class will be based on is finding opportunities, public and private. Then we'll also talk about budgeting initiatives during an emergency. And then we'll end the class with using time for self-development and education. So when we talk about opportunities, I want everybody to understand when we're putting together what opportunities are available, we took into consideration risk and exposure from a health perspective, meaning that we looked at, you know, what's available out there in respect to your exposure to COVID-19. We didn't want to go through things where we felt that you could risk your health. Because I think, you know, health is much more important than any kind of investment return, financial gain. So when we gave you these different objectives, just keep in mind there with the understanding of exposure and risk to coronavirus. And there's nothing out there that's zero risk to coronavirus. I mean, you could be in your house all day and technically it'd be hard, but you're still somewhat exposed. So I don't think there's anything where we could say there's absolutely no risk, but I think what we've come up with are minimal risks. All right, so one thing you have to understand, like I've said in the previous class, is that retail stores, barbershops, beauty shops, nail salons, you see them now during these times, they're closed. And really what that comes down to is supply and demand. There's the demand for these type of businesses is not relevant in this pandemic environment. Doesn't mean they won't once again be relevant, but understanding there is a new demand that's happening out there. And a smart business person is going to adjust their business accordingly, and then even adjust yourself accordingly to this new demand, and then understand that what you needed on Monday may not necessarily anymore what you need on Tuesday. And that's just how things are. And it's, people are seeing it now in real time because this pandemic just changed things overnight. So what we're going to talk about, you know, what is the new demand? And if you're listening to any kind of news, you have to hear this acronym throughout the day, PPE. What does it mean? Personal protective equipment. And what does that consist of? It consists of masks, respirators, gowns, ventilators, etc. These things are in high demand. And they're in high demand and the supply chain of them is low. So when demand is high and supply is low, guess what happened to price? Price drives up. So if you can find a way in which to satisfy this demand, guess what? You're going to be able to do fairly well. You know, how long is this demand going to be where it is today? Nobody knows. So even when you're thinking of getting involved in this and stockpiling and collecting inventory, you have to be mindful of that. You know, I'll give you a perfect example. A few years ago when they had Zika, is it Zika, Larry, or Zico? There was where it was to do with
Zika.
Zika, right. What had to do with mosquitoes. Everybody was paranoid of getting bit by a mosquito because it could cause you to become ill and somewhat die and blase, blase. So I was like, well, you know, let me see how I can, you know, help resolve this. Because I believe in, like, you know, the best kind of business is a business where it can be profitable, but you can be doing goodwill as well. So I researched and I found these yellow bands based out of Canada that you put them on your wrist and they give out a certain fragrance that repels mosquitoes. So I was like, wow, I'm onto something here. I stockpiled. I bought like 8,000 of these units. And my objective was to get them into hotels, to get them into retail outlets, especially through the Caribbean, because I already have relationships in the Caribbean. And I would, you know, hopefully do fairly well with these. Well, fast forward to today, I have about 4,000 of those bands still in my basement. And what I did wrong in respect is not understanding the length of this demand, how long it was going to be. Because by the time I got these bands and by the time I was ready to penetrate the market, things were starting to subside. So I was really just trying to dump this stock and it was hard. So this is the same thing when it comes to the pandemic. You have to really understand the curve and how long this demand is going to be and really try to get pre-existing orders. That may be the best route to go rather than thinking that you're going to stockpile, especially if you're going to use up a large part of your savings or so, or your credit to do so. Another thing to talk about is cleaning products and services. I mean, I can't go to the grocery store. I have to be washing my whites and just regular wash without bleach, because the demand for Clorox and bleach and is so high that grocery store shelves are empty for them. So if you can find a way once again to source these things, there's an opportunity there as well. Next, technology providers, conferencing, IT. Well, you know, as we know, Zoom has taken off. You know, all of these technology things that allow people to work from home and be and contribute is doing very well. So once again, even for employment or opportunities, that's where you should be switching your mindset. How can I get involved in this market? How can I start? What can I do? Because the demand for that right now, again, is very high. Next, logistics. Supply chains are being strained and need to be satisfied. I'm in the logistics business, and I can tell you, even with the relationships, because the U.S. relationships with China is making things coming out of China very difficult to do. So if you can, like everybody, so many people I know are very active in social media. And, you know, social media, if you leverage it and use it right, these are contacts that you may have all over the world. So if you start really leveraging your contacts, having conversations with your contacts, putting it out there, things that you're looking for, or supply chains that you're trying to fill, you'd be surprised of the relationship that you can build and the things that you can make happen. So I would say, look into reaching out, figuring out how you can supply, how you can fulfill the supply chain. And if you have the know-how or the contacts to get things from point A to point V relatively quickly. Brokerage, even easier. You can just be the middleman. If you know somebody that has a service or provides a product that is can satisfy something in the existing demand, you can be that middle guy to bring party A and party B together, and it's nothing wrong in these times to then ask for some type of compensation for making that connection. And what you should try to do is stay, not just make the connection, be an intricate part of making this, providing the service or goods to what they need, making sure that you're part of this algorithm, this chain of providing. Don't just try to do a one-time thing where you just got to get a one-time commission and that's it. Try to be part of the existing relationship. The last one I want to talk about is something that people may find a little bit morbid or like, why is Sean talking about it? But you know, I try to keep on my business hat and put my emotions to the side and just really present opportunities that are out there. The cremation and funeral services. Obviously, you know, you've heard the talk of hospitals having white trucks and having to refrigerate, you know, human remains because the funeral homes are overloaded with corpses. And so to me, this is an opportunity once again, like even if you do not want to specifically get into owning a business, maybe if you can, maybe look to work or apply to work and learn the business, because I am sure the funerals in your local community or the morgue or whatever are looking for people to help because they're flooded with work. So once again, just to show you, and it's really to get you in the mindset that you understand of the opportunities that are out there. You know, just because what you're hearing on CNN and what's depressing all over the TV and the news doesn't mean that the economy is totally flat and there's nothing else that you can do. Most people, they just don't know how to adjust. They stay in what was yesterday and think that it's going to be applicable to today, and not understanding, like, you have to adjust. You have to adjust to current times and be able to make yourself have a value in the current market. You know, for example, if you're somebody that is a retail store manager for a clothing store and you're still applying for those jobs currently right now, you're not understanding the change. You're not understanding, like, no, maybe your skill set should be not about managing a retail store, but really management of people, maybe process management, something of that nature to make your skills applicable to today's environment or today's workforce. Sorry again. Larry, next slide. The state of the matter. So Shout out to Kiona for, you know, she enlightened me with something that you guys should definitely take advantage of. And after I go through with what I'm going to tell you, I hope you say, wow, this course was really good. This one bit of information changed my whole perspective and gave me a whole new opportunity. With that, I hope you then go to our Financially Clean page, you like our page, you leave a comment, you listen to our podcast and leave a comment, just because I think the information that I'm going to present to you that Kiona provided me with is so valuable. So let me just give a little brief background and understanding before we get to it. The state comptroller. Why do I bring this person up? This person is the accountant they have a state controller per state, and they are the accountant. They're the ones that writes checks. They hire vendors. You know, your tax-paying dollars that you give to the state goes to the state controller's office, and they decide. They are the ones that allocate and distribute, okay? And in today's current environment, usually what happens with vendors and so forth, most times it's federally regulated. So the federal government will say, hey, you know, vendor XYZ, vendors ABC, they're approved. The states will have access to these vendors. The vendors will kind of keep fair pricing because it's kind of regulated by the federal government. But things are happening so quickly, so rapidly that there's no time to do all that. So the federal government has kind of stepped back and just allowed the states to find, you know, PPE equipment, to source vendors, to do things on their own. And it's created a frenzy. It's created a bidding war. The barriers to enter, like usually to become vendor approved, to be able to get a contract would take months, sometimes even years. Now this is something people are turning around contracts and approvals in days and weeks because the need for these goods and services is, I mean, life and death. It's life and death right now. And with life and death, you know, that creates like where we're having this unregulated market, and where you as a person, myself, small businessman, can tap into, they can hopefully be, can gain some access and find opportunities in which they can, you know, earn some money. Cutting that red tape and reducing the amount, the barriers to entry, has just made it possible for people to get in and help, you know, like I said, once again, do goodwill and also earn some money. So with that being said, let's go to the next screen. So Kiona provided me with a website, and the website basically is from New York State Comptroller's Office, and it breaks down the different needs that the state is looking for, whether it's looking for masks, whether it's looking for gowns, whatever it's looking for. And then it also, can you click on it, Larry? It also lets you know which group, what area is needing. Are there police officers, ambulance drivers, certain groups? So you can go to this website, and Larry's posted it for you, and you can see where the demand is, what the need is, and how you can penetrate and supply this demand. And also, even step a step further, it provides links to different grants that are available out there. What grants you can apply to the small businessman as a minority. Did you know that Facebook has a grant? Google has a grant. And these are all things that can, as a small business person, individual, that you may be able to qualify for. And to me, this is almost like the Bible of business COVID-19. Like, here's what states are looking for, our current state is looking for, and here's what you can, how you can assist, and here's where you can bid, and here's where the opportunity is. I think it's a wonderful summary of, you know, and ways in which you can find opportunity. Next slide.
And I'll mention before we go to the next slide, I'll mention that right here you see the link. Basically, the state controller has a series of presentations as well that you can sign up online that will cover all the things that we just showed you on that other document. And so, you know, for more information exactly as to, you know, what needs each department, each city department has, for example, you know, you see PPE right here. You see the IT that we were talking about. You saw the cleaning services and cleaning goods that we had mentioned in the earlier slides. It's all laid out by the department. So go on there, sign up for their webinar. You can use this link here. You can just Google it. You should find everything that you need to get started.
Thank you. Absolutely. If you're able to speak well, have conversation, you can work from the luxury home and provide much needed customer service. You know, and I was just listening this morning on a podcast, and they were telling me, if any of you are on, is anybody on this, on the, I don't know if we want to do the survey, but if any of you guys, anybody listening, had COVID and has recovered fully from COVID, your blood right now is, what are they calling, liquid gold. Okay, people are going to be vying for your blood to probably use as part of the antibiotics. And let's go even step further. Your worth in the marketplace is tenfold, because what they're saying, if you've tested positive for COVID and you fought it, you're most likely you're immune to it. And there's companies out there today that need people out on the street. They need people face to face doing meetings and all that. So it may be moving. The new norm could be, I've had COVID and I fully recovered. And that makes you more valuable in the marketplace. Companies will look to hire you because you're immune to COVID. You know, the world could be separated by who has had COVID and who doesn't have COVID. As crazy as that sounds, it's the truth. So if you're somebody that has fully recovered from COVID, congratulations, you're part of an elite group and your worth has just gone up. And please leverage your worth. And let people know, don't be ashamed. Let people know, I had COVID and I am fully recovered. Somebody's putting the remedies for COVID. I don't want to get into any of the remedies because that's not what this show is about. This show isn't really about finance, finding opportunities and growing yourself and growing your net worth. So I would just say, but if you're somebody, and you know, people could argue the fact that you could catch Corona twice. You know, it hasn't been proven that you can. So that's one of the things to be aware of, because I'm not going to have anybody tell me after, well, Sean, you told me to go out there and go face to face, but now I've reeked and I've gotten it again. Yes, there's that probability that could happen. So you have to be mindful of that. Let me just put that as a disclaimer. But people are already looking and sizing up people that have had Corona, and then now have fully recovered. Working from home ideas. Tutoring and coaching. You know, I've had, you know, my kids are home all day, and the need for tutoring, parents, especially kids that are going into college next year or trying to get to a higher level of education, you know, there's that demand for tutoring has gone up. Find out what the marketplace is, find out what skill set you have that you can share that's added value. You know, if you know you scored well in your SATs years ago, or you scored well in testing, or you got into a great school, you know, you can package that and now provide tutoring to help other kids get into the same levels of education that you were able to take advantage of. You know, and it goes right into leveraging your talents.
Sean, I was going to add real quick, just to kind of piggyback tutoring. If you also, you know, want to teach from home, there's the option to teach English in China. And I can type that into the chat, but there's a lot of companies who need people who speak English and can teach English abroad. So that's another way to be able to teach or tutor from home.
Exactly. There's also, I truly believe we all have a special skill, meaning that there's something that you do better than 99% of the people in this world. And it's time to look deep in yourself and see, how can I monetize that? You know, do I have music? Thank you, Dion. I have music talent? Do I have exceptional fitness talents? I mean, fitness is become, you know, the new thing that people are marketing and selling. And you know, the funny thing is, 3 or 4 years ago, and this is how much the economy, things are changing. You know, people providing lessons online and charging was a little bit taboo. Now it's part of the norm to pay $9.99, $4.99, $19.99 for something, for a service provided online is not something unusual. It's the new norm. It's the new way in which people are doing business. So take advantage of this new market. This is like now, in the .com stage, where everything was going .com, for those that remember in the late 90s, that things are transitioning. So things are transitioning now where you can have an online visit and charge a service or membership fee. But just make sure that you're giving true added value, because people will put things out there and expect a return on it. And it's not really much added value, or the marketplace just doesn't need it. So just because you have an idea doesn't mean the marketplace is going to be receptive to it. You have to make sure that what you're putting out there, the marketplace is receptive to it, and what makes you different than your competitors. Like how we try to provide financial literacy services, we try to make it engaging, we try to make it real, real stories, real people, Dion, Jeff, myself, Larry, and we try to give it to you in a way that you can relate to rather than it being so scripted. And I think that's what our competitive edge is. Find out what yours is. Languages, people that are bilingual, it's a time that you can leverage your language skills to monetize them, creating your own business from now. The world doesn't care if you're working from home, if I have artwork behind me, if, you know, it doesn't have to have that perfect setting like how things used to be. So people aren't looking at you like, you know, you need to be insuring. We did a guy, had a guy on our podcast last week, and he came out on the podcast and he's from home in a shirt and tie. I was like, take that off. This is, we're not, you know, this is not how we're going to do this interview, right? And then another thing is consulting for other businesses. Right now, every business is vying and trying to understand this change, this shift in market. And if you're somebody that's good at researching, good at finding things, good at putting things together, it's your time to take advantage of that. Even if you don't have, like, if you have strong research, like Larry, for example, has great researching skills. Larry is somebody that every week we meet on Sundays, I just kind of give him the breakdown of what I want to talk about, and he packages and puts together these great decks. Dion is somebody that I know that if I say, hey, Dion, for our show, I need you to rephrase this. I need you to find some interesting facts. She's got to go out there and get it, regardless of the topic. You know, Mr. 850, he's somebody that can just make things so relatable and just so understanding. So those are special skills that if companies are going to be looking for that. So you don't have to maybe know certain things, but you may be able to just have a skill in finding things and researching things and surfing the net and then putting it together in a way that people can understand. That's a skill set. That's something that you can leverage and monetize and work from home. If you're good at graphic design, you know, this whole flyer that we did, the lady that did it, we met on her with a whole different initiative, but I realized she's great at graphic design. I can tell her the idea and she can put something together. She's leveraging that. Blogging, you know, find out if you want to blog, if you want to be part, like I see people now trying to have their own show, do their own thing. Make sure you see a revenue stream. How are you going to leverage this? How is this thing going to monetize? You know, in a summary, the gig economy is bigger than ever. And I think Larry put a couple of companies out there that can help you with this. Larry, if you want to explain the bottom line with the different companies.
Yeah, I mean, all these are basically sort of marketplaces, if you will, or networks for people who have who are like freelancers or, you know, have those skills that Sean are talking about. I think, you know, when people think about the gig economy, they think about stuff like Uber, you know, like, you know, anything that's on demand or like, you know, the food delivery nowadays, but, you know, it expands to a lot of other things, right? Like if you have design skills, if you have marketing skills, if you have anything, right? Research skills, as Sean said, you can go and post your skill there. You post your rate, look at whether people are charging, post your rate. And then these are all platforms for you to get that, right? And it makes it really easy for you. So, you know, some people say, okay, I have the skill. How do I find people to buy it? How do I find people to reach? These are those platforms, right? Yes, they're going to take a commission, but that's sort of the trade-off for you to access more customers. So these are all, you know, they don't pay any of us. These are just names that we find and we don't endorse any of them. But take a look and see what you can find and pick a couple that you like.
Absolutely. Next slide, Larry. Budgeting. Now we're going to move over to budgeting during a crisis. Okay. And this is all crisis control. All right. What you learned in school, what you learn for the most part, when you create a budget, to be like, okay, put a budget together for the next year. Prioritize what your payments are going to be, work on things, but this is different times. You have to adjust. Right now, if nobody can tell you when this corona pandemic will be leveled off, and I'm not even going to say when it's going to end, because I believe in my heart, it'll be always part of our lives. Excuse me. From season to season, it'll appear. Hopefully the numbers will come down to a minimum where we're not as affected as we are today, but it'll be a part of it'll be part of the new norm. So when you're budgeting right now, and this is a number that we just collectively thought as a team, that you should maintain a 90-day moving projection with no hard end date. That means today is April 21st. You should be budgeting it out April, May, May, June till July 21st. All right. Then tomorrow is April 22nd. You should be budgeting it out to July 22nd, meaning that you can survive 90 days. It's a moving target. And your expenses are moving alongside with this 90-day window until things become a little more fixed. Break down income versus revenue. And your income lines may change. Like, for example, stimulus check could be on the, as far as your income coming in for this month. Next month, it's not. It may not be there. Don't put it for May or June on the assumption that the government says. Because unless you get that email or something is confirmed, it's a wishful thinking. Yes, I hope to get another stimulus check. Yes, I hope to get this. But it's not a guarantee. If you're going to plan your life around that, this is when you're going to get hurt. So whatever your income lines are, they have to change. And create these new income lines for yourself, right? This is what we're talking about, the gig economy. This is what we're talking about, leveraging your skills. You should look at it as a challenge to put a new income line on there. I have people, and it's hurting me, because some people, I'll tell them, like, do you realize you're just you're basing yourself waiting on a check from the government? Whatever you tell me, however you try to make it seem like smart, or you try to make it seem like you're following current events or this, at the end of the day, you're at home waiting for a check from the government. You can't put yourself in that position. You have to create other opportunities. And it gets back to everything I just mentioned earlier. Because the government doesn't know where they're going. They planned $2 trillion they put aside. And a week after we spoke now, we had our first class on the 14th and 21st. They just figured out, God darn it, we ran out of money. And they got, I'm sure they have top accountants, top forecasters. They had probably meetings upon meetings, looking at each other, saying the $2 trillion is going to carry the U.S. economy for the next X amount of time. And then a week later, they're like, we ran out of money. We didn't realize we didn't realize that Shake Shack was going to qualify for $10 million. We didn't realize that, who else, you know, that for all you Brooklynites, we were going to give juniors $5 million. Oh, we didn't know that was going to happen. So we ran out of money. So we got to print more money now. So you need to assess all your revenue streams and be realistic with yourself. Is this a real revenue stream? Is this really going to continue? You know, is unemployment really going to continue? I think unemployment is more safe than stimulus checks from the federal government. Okay, is unemployment going to continue? How long is it going to continue? What opportunities can I create? I need to get my side gig. What is it going to be, taking into consideration the risk and exposure to COVID? Have I been tested positive for COVID, and have I been healed now? So what now can I, how can I leverage that now to take advantage? Are there things that I can do where I can ask for a higher demand salary because I'm quote unquote immune to COVID now? People are doing that. Should I now look and see what agencies are out there that want my gold blood, because it is liquid gold? And what's the marketplace playing for this? Set the new baseline. Focus on your current revenues within the next 90 days. And, you know, I had a friend in Barbados. He was like, Sean, can you reach out to this person in New York because they have money for me? Aggressively go get your collectibles. Cash is king. Whoever owes you money, and, you know, everybody has a story. We all have stories. We all have challenges. Beyond smiling, whoever owes you money or whatever agency owes you money
right now.
Yes.
I have to follow up with the doctor's office right now. I did a contract for a workshop and I have not been paid. So today I was supposed to follow up with them. So what you're saying is absolutely true.
And you don't have to be unapologetic about it. I'm sorry. You know, these are times where I need to collect. And even if you don't need it, you're just going to put that money to the side. Please do that. But you have to go after whoever, whatever agency, whoever owes you money, go hard to collect that because cash is king. Your last resort, and I've seen people do it already, starting to use their credit cards, tapping into their savings. That's plan X, Y, or Z after you've exhausted everything I've just mentioned. Your first point of attack is not to put things on my credit card. And not think that the credit card agent is going to defer the payment. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. No, that's your last resource. that's your last resource of using your savings. That's your savings for you to take things to the next level. Like, I'm trying to buy another property, hopefully within the next few months. And the money that I'm using to buy that property, I put it away. I opened up a new account with separate from my banking, separate from Goldman. I actually opened up an account at Marcus Goldman, and it's sitting there. I don't even want to look at it. To be honest, I want to forget that it's there, because that money.
Putting your money away and using your credit as a last resort. And those who have high interest rates should be asking to get it lowered, and also asking to have their debt to see if these companies are considering a forgiveness program on certain levels of debt, due to the fact that they're going to have a tsunami of people who are not going to be able to pay them.
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you, Jeff. Absolutely. And I know some of you guys are thinking, well, I don't have it like that. I can't put things away. But it's a mindset. Even if you say to yourself, I'm not going to use this $5 this week, that's the start of that mindset. That's the start of the mindset and the conditioning that you need to have, because $5, between $5 and $5,000 is just three zeros. And really and truly, if you keep that same mindset and that same cut edge way of thinking and understanding that cash is king and your money is your money, it'll help you. It'll make you be more strategic in how you think and do things. Next slide, Larry. Now, managing your expenses. Expenses can be fixed or variable, and a fixed expense means you have to pay it. You know, it's the same amount mostly every month. And examples of that is rent, utilities, food, medicine, etc. I will tell you this, so excuse me. Anything is negotiable. Like I said last week, right, from your rent to your utilities to your food, anything is negotiable.
Everything is negotiable.
You know, as simple as it is, when I go to the grocery store near my house, I mean, you can call me whatever you guys want to call me. I refuse to pay for the bags. But I've gotten good, you know, I remember to bring my recyclable bags, but sometimes I've gone and I've totally forgot it. But the manager knows me so well because I've greeted him so well. He gives me free bags. That makes me feel good. Because, you know, I'm saving on the bags, and now I'm looking at coupons and opportunities that's there to reduce my grocery bill. You know, I'm looking at things that, you know, where I can save and how I can get things discounted. Because in my head, cash is king right now.
And you know what else?
Yes.
Kindness. Because just by being kind sometimes to the teller or the woman behind or the person behind the cashier, just by being kind and saying, how are you doing? I saved $50 on my grocery bill, because she was pretty stressed out with other customers who were taking their stress out on her, you know?
Kindness has a true value to it.
Long way.
Kindness has a value. There's a value component to being kind. There truly is. there truly is. I'm always trying to build those relationships because I understand there's a strong value component being nice. When I was calling FedEx and trying to get some of my shipping charges credited back for erroneous shipping, the person on the other line, because I was being so nice and I was just probing and where she's from, where she lives, so far, said, you know, one of these charges I'm seeing here, Sean, that we have money back guaranteed program where if a package is late by even a day, we give you 100% guaranteed money back. I didn't even know that. And I had that was a $245 credit. And then it made me go through my credit, FedEx charges in even more detail now, just now, instead of looking for errors, looking for late shipments. And I found another $800 this week in late shipments and I got credit back for it. And it was just this lady and I having a great conversation on the phone. Let's talk about super critical for cable, phone, internet bills. A lot of you guys are at home right now. And when the economy was great, we just, if the cable company said, get, you know, the fastest speed, we got it. We didn't even think about it. But really and truly, how much of a difference does it make? You got to ask yourself that question. How much money am I saving? You know, how much do I need? How much high speed cable do I need? Am I doing a lot of work that needs that? Or am I just simply emailing and sending out emails and browsing the web? And I can tell you this. Next week, tell me if this is not true. You can call your cable company, call Verizon, call cable. And if you know to be nice and ask the right question, you can get an upgrade and still pay the same amount of money. You can say, can I try this for 6 months, for 3 months? And I guarantee you, a lot of them will be like, okay, sir, well, you've been a customer with us for so long, we're going to give you the higher speed at no charge. All right. Or we're going to reduce your bill and keep your same speed. If you say, hey, this hardship, Corona, blah, 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 I can't afford this bill anymore. Is there a way in which you can reduce it? I guarantee you a lot of them will reduce it in fear that you're going to go to another service provider. You're like, okay, well, let's reduce this and we'll keep you with the same level of service.
Hey, Sean, I want to mention that applies to just about everything right now. And for those who are renting, I'm a landlord, so I'll just put it out there because most people are renting now. So I would just tell you, you may not get a reduction, but if you can stop that rent, that lease from increasing, that would be a plus for you in the coming future. So if you can get one more year out of that rate that you got, that would be a great plus for you. But everything else, I would say utilities, your cable bill, your car insurance, everything is pretty much negotiable, Sean, like you mentioned.
Exactly. And I would tell you this too. If you have kids like mine that are careless, leave the lights on, you need to have a conversation with them and explain to them what's happening and how we as a family are going to collectively work to keep things to a minimum, which means turning off the lights. You know, with this weather in New York City, one day it's cold, one day it's warm. I'm constantly heat on, heat off. You know, heat bills can be very expensive. So watching and managing those utilities can save a lot of money. Next slide, Larry. How many slides do we have left, Larry?
We have quite a bit. I think we might, given the time, maybe we cut off after these one or two, this budgeting stuff, and then we can resume the education stuff next week.
Yeah.
Because I want to give some information to, you know, answer some questions about people and also, you know, talk about the podcast and the other events that we've got going on.
Okay, so let's go next. What's the next slide?
That's the next one.
And how many, what number slide are we at?
11 of 17.
All right, let's do one more slide and then we'll get into the closure. Is everybody with me? Am I going too fast?
No.
Everybody's quiet. Everybody enjoying the webinar? Those are on Instagram. Everything is okay? Okay, thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Adette. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Michaela. Thank you, Danielle. Okay, so let's go to the next slide, Larry.
This is the next one.
Thank you, Abe. Oh, variable expenses. Now, clothing, entertainment, personal goods. These are all things that we've just been used to just buying without even thought behind it. You know, J. Crew, which is where I do a lot of my online shopping when it comes to clothes, sends me things daily in which to buy. And like I said, at this time, it's cash is king. It's you, the one that has to protect your money. J. Crew wants me to buy, obviously, because the market is slow. They're giving 60, 70% discount. And I put stuff in a shopping cart this on Sunday, put a shoes on a top. But then I ask myself, where am I wearing these things?
Where are you going?
Where am I going? And one thing I like, the way the world is changing, and I see a lot of people, and I think it's so attractive, is that people are becoming minimalist. You know, I have my rotation, honestly, of my three work pants that I wear. Well, two to three. Sometimes I only wear two to three work pants that I wear to work to my store. Shirts that I just rotate. I don't think you should be digging deep in your closet during these times and running up. Whoever is dry cleaning now from working from home, I think, needs to put themselves in check. Unless you give me a really valid reason why they need to spend money on dry cleaning. There's things that you can still look professional without having to go to the dry cleaner. There's one bill, especially New Yorkers, is that you should be knocking out, is your dry cleaning bill. All right? You should be knocking that bill out and reducing that expense. You should be having your system of when you're washing your clothes and your entertainment. My entertainment to me now is, you know, is when I reward myself of maybe paying $5 for a movie through Verizon. That's my source of entertainment. I'll look forward to it. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to do it. I really want to see this movie. I just watched the movie with Jamie Foxx. I think, okay, I'm going to do it. That's my splurge. You know, personal goods, they're on hold. The things that you need day to day, like daily use of cosmetics, essential stuff. I mean, really find out like the frequency in which you need them and how often you need them and what the purpose of them are for. Are they for, you know, for you to look fabulous when you leave your home? Are they for to maintain certain things that you need to maintain? Ask yourself that and see in which then how frequent you need to use these things. Cut the fat, very important. You know, I am part of CrossFit, a black fitness owned CrossFit, and you know, I love these guys. I hope, shout out to Chris if he's on. So instead of cutting my gym membership at CrossFit just because I have a personal relationship with them and I want to see them continue, I reduced it. You know, I had a conversation and the smart thing that he did, the proactive thing that he did, he actually sent out an email saying, hey, I know that everybody may not be able to afford to pay their dues, and if you want to cancel, I understand, but if there's an option in which you can just pay less, please let me know. And I thought that was very proactive and smart. Reoccurring subscriptions, you have them. Check your phone. Are there apps, things that you're paying for, things that you really don't need? Like, okay, audiobooks, which I love. I'm more of a podcast guy than an audiobook, but I do like audiobooks. But I'm far behind on the books, on my audiobooks. So I kind of stopped the membership until I catch up. Let me get through these audiobooks that I'm behind on. And then once I catch up, I'm going to then reoccur the membership. Does it make sense for me to pay for a subscription that I'm so far behind? Housekeeping. I used to have a clean lady that came regularly. My kids and I, we do it on Sundays. We get roll up our sleeves and we clean top to bottom. But don't starve the beast. This was what Larry put in there. Budgeting is like dieting, forecasting a realistic amount of indulgence. I agree with you. You know, I still think in life you still have to live. There's still a point that you have to enjoy a certain part of it. So yes, like I said, every once, two, three times a week, I do order a $4.99. And sometimes I don't do the HD. I do like, hey, let's save that $2. I may not get my full screen blown up. Laugh as you will, but hey, it makes me feel good. That, hey, not every movie I need to have it blown up on my entire screen, but just once again, it's a conditioning thing. Larry, the next slide, the one that Dion was supposed to talk about, because it is what we'll end on that.
We can.
I think that's like a whole other.
That's a whole other section.
Someone
asked the question already. I just want to turn to this because I know some people already said they have a hard stop at 7, and I already see some people quitting. So I want to make sure that we leave time for them. Again, we're recording everything, so I guess that you can make the argument they can watch it, but you know, because we now might be a good time to say that for next class, you know, we're planning on doing a little bit of a looser format. Sean, you want to talk about the sort of Q&A format?
Yeah, next class, what we thought, and this is where we got the idea from our podcast, for those that listen to our podcast, I hope you all listen to our podcast, Two Black Guys with Good Credit. But what we do once a month is that we have a mailbag show, where we allow all the fan mail and the questions that we get, over the month, we put it into a show. And this class is about you guys and identifying your needs. So what we want you guys to do is send us your questions ASAP between now and, I would say, Sunday. Send us whatever questions you have. And we're going to do either the first or the second half of the class will be about addressing your needs. All right. So the name of it is, so you can either go to our Facebook page and like our Facebook page and leave your question there, or you could go to our Instagram at Financially Clean and leave a message there. You could go to my Instagram, Financially Clean Sean, and leave a question there. You could go to Dion's Instagram page and leave a question there as well. And once we put them all together, we're going to address them within the first half of next week's class.
You can see, if you see on the screen right now, you see our social media links. You can sort of leave a question on any of them. And you can send us a message on Facebook, do it on any of the Instagrams that, you know, Sean and Dion had mentioned, their personal ones or the clean one. There's a way to reach out on our website. So whatever format works for you, or you can just email the, you know, the RSVP that some of you guys have been emailing that directly. I get that too. So we'll sort of look at all those, put them together, and then answer some questions and also cover, you know, what we haven't covered, which is that third sort of education self-development part today. But Dion, do you want to quickly just cover the event, the upcoming events again?
Oh, sure.
And if Chris, if you're listening, I'll let you speak about your fitness classes as well. If you're not, I'll speak on it. Go ahead, Dion.
All right. So starting April 30th, I'll be doing a life coach series. So we're dealing with a lot. We know that, right? The new norm, social distancing, shelter in place, all these new concepts, right? We're in crisis. And right now, this is when we have the least human interaction. That takes a toll on our mental health, you know? The ongoing reels of news and what's, you know, all the uncertainty, whether it's financial, whether it's employment, that takes a toll on our mental health. You may be alone. You may have your entire family, grandma and grandpa and your two kids all in the same house. That's something to negotiate in itself. You know, that can take a toll on your mental health and well-being. So we're going to basically kind of just work on all of, give you tools and work on all of these things to really help you strengthen your mindset, strengthen your overall well-being, so we all come out stronger on the other side. So I look forward to you registering. You can go to Eventbrite and look for my COVID-19 edition series. You can also go to my Instagram page at Dion Nichols and get the link there to sign up. It's free, just like this one. It's an hour. It's going to be really interactive. It's going to be fun, but it's all the things to make sure that, you know, we stay healthy mentally, mind, body, and soul, right? And that's it for me.
And I'll tell you this, I mean, not to plug Dion, but she does a really good job of life coaching. I think it's well worth it. And this is something she charges big bucks for that she's doing for free. So take advantage of it. Take advantage of the freeness.
Thank you.
I'd also say with regards to this class, you can listen to it if you didn't catch it all, or if you want to share it with your friends. You know, this helps us grow. Please go to our podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and we'll have this show ready, available to you by Thursday for you to listen. All right. So I'm going to close out. My name is Sean Linda. Once again, thank you so much for listening in. You can find me at Financially Clean Sean on Instagram, SHAUN, and I'll let, as we do, Larry close it out. And thank you again.
Is Chris on? Chris, do you want to talk about your event?
Oh, sorry.
Chris, you're on mute. Chris?
Hey, Sean, I'd just like to interject real quick and just thank everybody for allowing me to share this. Yeah, my thoughts as well, and be on this webinar with you. And anyone that has a direct question for me can find me at Mr. 850 NYC. That's the whole word, Mr., not MR, but the whole word. And hope to see everyone back on next week. All right. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, for those who are, if you want to lend me two more minutes, you know, we talked about our podcast, as you can see up there, Two Black Guys with Good Credit. All the audio from last class and this class will be uploaded on there. The first class, I think, is already on there. So you can go through that. You can go through any of our social media or our Facebook site on YouTube to access any of that. And we'll send it all out on an email. Again, as we mentioned in the beginning, you know, if you want the slide deck specifically, not the recording, you know, we can send you that for a $5 donation. And, you know, that's because we're, again, a nonprofit and, you know, we all need the generous contribution from people like the Brooklyn Borough President and from people like you to get this going. So, you know, if you want to make a donation, we've got many ways to do that. What you see up there is one way of doing it where you, you know, round up your purchases. If you go on our website, which is financiallyclean.com, it's easy to remember, and go on the donate page, there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can do it. So you can pick the one that you want to do. But again, that's the stuff that helps us, you know, produce these webinars. I'll close it out. If you have any other questions that we haven't managed to answer yet, again, send it to us. We're going to spend next time covering what we haven't done and also answering those questions. And other than that, thank you so much and have a great night, guys.
Good night, thank everybody. You.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.